Some pretty dramatic changes in wheat prices the last several days. Joining us now for perspective is Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist. And Kim, what's been going on the last week or so?
Well, the Kansas City Board of Trade July contract, that's the one we're watching now for harvest prices. It's down $1.10 over the last 7 or 8 business days. I think it's good that it's holding at that $8.50 level, and that's the price level we're watching right now in that July contract.
In your opinion, what's some of the reason behind the sharp decline, though?
Well, I think it's because of expectations for production. I think those expectations have increased.
And the annual wheat tours underway in the region, you were able to take part in some of that earlier this week. What's the outlook there?
Well, with the Oklahoma wheat tour, I think the yields and acreage came in about expectation. You remember last week we talked about 70 million bushels with a little under 3.2 million acres, 22 bushels per acre. On the wheat tour, they came out with 67.7 million bushels on 3 million acres and about 20.5 bushels per acre. But what's 2.7 billion bushels or a million bushels among friends?
Right, exactly, among friends. That's
right.
Where I was going to go. Well, speaking of friends, some numbers, early projections from the USDA for the next marketing year. You have an early look at those?
Right. USDA's estimates come out next Wednesday, and that's the first ones for the 11-12 marketing year. Allendale came out with estimates. If you look at wheat production, just over 2 billion bushels compared to 2.2 billion last year. Ending stocks declining from about 850 million down to just under 600 million. About 230-240 million less bushels in ending stocks next year. And I think that's significant for looking at prices as we get out into the 11-12 marketing year.
Okay, and finally, some upcoming price projections with all of this in mind that we've just been talking about?
Well, if we get rain, then I think prices will hold. You know, we've been talking all along cash prices around $7.75. That's about where they are. If we get some rain and finish this crop off, then I think that's where we'll stay. If it stays dry, then prices will go up. If we get higher than expected yields, it'll go down. With foreign production, I think we could get declining prices as we get in September and October.
Okay, keep us posted. We'll see you next time. Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist.